John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Jensen Arm says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Here is the network, and with us this morning is our good friend Barry Sanders. Now, Barry is an investigative reporter from Israel. He's an Israeli. He is looking at what's going on in Israel from the point of view that there is total corruption there. In fact, after 30 years of investigative reporting and certainly uncovering so many gross scandals, including murders, and assassinations that have gotten caught away with. Because Barry was exposing these things that were threats against his life, he was forced to move to the United States, where he lives at the present time, and where we try to get him onto our program on a regular basis to bring you up to date on what's really going on in Israel, the things that you won't read in the controlled media, because just as the media is controlled, certainly in many areas of the world, it's controlled right here by six major corporations. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. We have about 4 CD sets on media control. But the book, The New Media Monopoly, you get by calling 1-800-544-8927. And those six major corporations that control 90% of what you read, hear, see, and ultimately believe are all tied into what I call the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, Barry, you pick up the story. What's going on over in Israel today?
Yeah, and you'll forgive me today. My mouth is swollen and I'm not well and all this stuff. So to begin with, I'm going to apologize. But a busy few days from Friday to Monday morning, I believe. The Pope visited Israel and regions, and well, I'll be writing soon because he left me such an opening, but let's start with his trip. Now, understand that the plan from the Pope's point of view was to slap Israel in the face every single moment, and he did that well, I gotta tell you. Well, let's just put it this way. In the Catholic world, whoever takes this Pope seriously is going to take Israel a lot less seriously after this trip. Look, let's start with the trip. Now, it begins not in Israel. It begins in Jordan. He meets the Jordanian king, but more to the point, in his first public address, he compares Syrians, who are in a vicious civil war, over 100,000 dead so far, many hundreds of thousands wounded or refugees. He compares Israelis with Syrians. Now, look, you want to talk personal sensitivities. Thinking as an Israeli soldier for a long time of my life, I'm really very taken aback by that. I've got very, very little in common with, well, the regime of Syria or the rebels of Syria. It doesn't matter. I'm not the same. Not now, anyways. Who's to say who can become what? But for now, that's a really low-class description of my people. And that's how he begins the trip in Jordan, comparing Syrians and Israelis. We're the same vicious people, Middle Eastern people. Look, that begins the big lie. Now, why?
That's very so important people understand. The United States is financing terrorists in Syria. Because of that, over 162,000 Syrian civilians are dead. The terrorists we are financing are killing the Jews. The terrorists we are financing are killing and raping and murdering the Christians there. But that didn't happen, especially when Assad was in power. He actually protected the Christians and the Jews. Maybe they didn't have first-class citizenship.
Well, there were no Jews. There were no Jews in Syria, so he didn't have much to protect. There were like 20 or something, literally 20, a few dozen.
Okay.
But as for the Christians, I believe he did protect them.
Population, I think. Go ahead.
All right. Now, let's take this trip. And again, forgive my mouth. It's swollen today. But nonetheless, from Jordan, he takes a helicopter to Bethlehem. The first place he's going to visit after landing in Jordan. By the way, even that was planned. Don't underestimate it. That was worked out, too, by his advance men. They balanced this with that and what would have the most effect. And none of this was accidental. Right? It was many, many months in the planning. From Jordan, why did he land there first? Oh, I guess because the next trip is going to be entirely in Palestine. Now, he flies to Bethlehem, which, by the way, is all but rid of its Christians, from 80,000, fewer than 10 today. And they didn't leave because they wanted to. They left because their daughters were getting raped and they were living in terror. The only thing I can say is at least they weren't the Nazis. They didn't slaughter the Christians. They just drove them out. But what was once a Christian town, not a generation ago, is very much a Muslim town now. And to this place, he gives a mass and he blesses the leader of the PLO, that's Abbas. He's saying that he's a man of peace. Look, none of this is based on reality, all right? It's based on what the PR department of the Vatican says, what will make the best effect and what's going to have the most damage on Israel. That's what it was. And it worked very well. He gives this mass. But here is what I'm going to be writing about shortly. What a thing. He invited both Abbas and Peres, because both are presidents of their people. Peres is entirely ceremonial, right? Abbas is the actual leader of the PLO, the Palestinians. Peres does not have an equivalence, but he invited not Abbas and Netanyahu, the leaders. He invited Abbas and Peres. Oops, I hear the music.
And Peres is one of the most evil men. He's over 90 years of age. He's just responsible for murder in Israel, shooting wicked men, putting their lives right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Johnson Box Company offered their heartfelt thanks to those courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings and freedoms we here at home enjoy. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way. Here's to a safe and speedy return home. That's from Bay Nelson at Johnson Box Company, 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver. Serving Denver since 1952. Call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say, let's not forget all the area troops standing strong.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, this is Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Harry Samis, who is telling us about the Pope's recent visit to Israel, which was an effort to undermine Israel and, of course, promote the fascist government there in Palestine. They don't have representative democracy in Palestine. They have an authoritarian structure of government, which is totally dependent upon Israel for its survival. So go right ahead, Barry.
Well, he gave this big mass at Manger Square. That's, whatever. There's a church there that claims that above this church, Jesus was born. That's Manger Square. At the end of this mass, he invites Abbas and Paris to pray with him for peace in the Vatican. Again, I'm going to say this. Why not the real leaders of the region, Abbas and Netanyahu? But that didn't happen. And those who know Paris, I don't have to interrupt now. I'll get to it at the end. But he invited them for a heartfelt prayer for peace. Here's the invitation. I wish to invite you, President Mahmoud Abbas. By the way, he called him a man of peace. All right. Again, there's a lot of lies. Even if you're pro-Israeli or pro-Palestinian, Abbas is not a man of peace. All right, that's putting it mildly. I wish to invite you, President Mahmoud Abbas, together with President Shimon Peres, to join me in a heartfelt prayer to God for the gift of peace. That's his invitation. And he goes on. I offer my home in the Vatican as a place for this encounter of prayer. Great. Building peace is difficult, but living without peace is constant torment. No joking. Sorry, I'm interjecting. The men and women of these lands and the entire world ask us to bring before God their hopes for peace. In short, officially, Paris immediately accepted the invitation. And here's the acceptance from Paris's office. We support Pope Francis's invitation to the Vatican. President Paris has supported and will continue to support all avenues to bring about peace. That's from Paris's office. And then Abbas's spokesman confirmed that there would be a summit sometime in June next month. In short, Paris was real excited to meet the Pope, and it's not to pray for peace. I sincerely doubt Paris has ever been even in a synagogue voluntarily. Look, what it comes down to is there's a setup happening in Rome. Now, Netanyahu expressed anger without saying Paris, for any politician who reaches out to Abbas at a time that Abbas is reconciling with Hamas. Israel still has Hamas on its terror list. Why not? So if Netanyahu has expressed anger, why doesn't he stop the Paris visit to the Vatican to meet with Abbas? Why doesn't he have the power to prevent him from getting on a plane? Well, you ask that yourself.
Look, powerful forces that control Netanyahu, who put him there.
Well, powerful forces have killed his brother in Entebbe, and their names include Ehud Barak. If you look at the real reason Netanyahu has got to watch his step, the man, whoever he was at the beginning, he's in fear. He's in genuine fear. They knocked off, he had one brother, he's dead. Who's to say he's not the next one? It's a mess. The whole situation is a mess. Try and explain it to people, they'll think you're indulging in fantasy. Unfortunately, it's most certainly reality for the ruling class of Israel. You deal with threats. Paris says he wants to meet Abbas in the Vatican, where I assure you their reason for them coming is not to give a prayer for peace. Okay, that's not the reason. There's some underhanded whatever is going on in the Vatican. It's not the prayer for peace. But it's coming up, and that means I'll have something to write about. Lucky old me. They just keep making the news interesting and unacceptable, using the Pope's word for the broken-down peace talks. They're unacceptable, and that he is going to somehow make them acceptable by this prayer. The fact is, there's an understanding the Vatican gets holy places in Jerusalem, if not the whole country. Certainly all of Jerusalem will revert to the Vatican, just like the 13th century when they were forced out.
Well, you were concerned that the concessions would be made to the Pope on this visit for the...
They chickened out. We'll get to that. They chickened out.
Okay.
Right now, it's ridiculous. I'm getting old, and I have to look back at my life. This recent visit, well, what can you say? The stuff I wrote with Joel Beinerman for Inside Israel in the mid-90s about the Vatican, and Paris's concessions to the Vatican, it's all coming true, all of it. Do I get acknowledged? Of course not. Does Joel get acknowledged? Of course not. But the fact is, in the English language, anyways, we broke the story every which way. Let's go on, all right? Let's go on. Look, after this invitation, the Mass, the Pope takes a little drive, and then he stops in front of the wall. There's a separation wall to stop a wave of terrorism. Oh, this was, I recall this 10, 12 years ago. It was appalling. We lost about 1,000 people to terrorism. The wall was put up to stop the terror attacks. The Pope stops at this terror wall, which, by the way, will come down once the threat subsides, if it subsides ever. The Pope stopped in front of this wall. He put his right hand against this barrier. And again, after the Mass, after the dramatic invitation, the cameras of the world at the wall where he's pressing himself against a graffiti that says Free Palestine and that Bethlehem is the same as the Warsaw Ghetto. The Pope stood there, prayed, then crossed himself and walked away. Now, symbolically, if anyone still believes in Catholicism, and in Europe, apparently not many do, it's in the third world where missions have changed all kinds of people to Catholics, that they'll watch this, and the Pope is crossing himself before a sign that says Free Palestine. They chose the spot. He had advanced men. Well, they were priests. gave information what would be a good spot for the cameras. He knew what he was doing. His advancement knew what he was doing. And then they took the picture of the Pope in front of the Free Palestine. Bethlehem is the Warsaw Ghetto sign. And he crosses himself. Look, there aren't many in Europe who accept that what the Pope does is in any way holy. But this was cynical. This was planned. And it was planned to kick Israel in the teeth. That's what it was done for, and he did it. Now, remember, this is part of something much broader. It was the Vatican, for instance, who recognized the state of Palestine just a year and a half ago, 2012, at the UN. They voted to confer Palestine a non-member observer state status. Until then, only the Vatican held that status. Why'd they give in? Everything they do, unfortunately, involves a lot of their conversations and doesn't include us. Except that the Pope said that his visit was religious, not political. It was entirely political. I don't think religion, all right, he did a mass, fine. The fact of the matter is, the political part, Israel is Syria, free Palestine, cross yourself. It was all done to be entirely political and anti-Israel, on purpose. Now, why? Well, I could answer. I will, in my upcoming article, be done in a day or two. I'll answer that. The Pope, all popes have had to deal with Paris, Israel's Vatican agent, for decades. And they want their Jerusalem back, and they're not getting it back because labor Zionism have been booted out of power. Now, they may have power under the table. They may control the banks. They may control the finances. They may control the media. But they don't have political power. Now, I'm going to say the obvious. On the best of days, out of 120 seats in the Knesset, Labor might get 20, maybe. The right and the religious have taken over. They don't have that power. Paris could not manipulate Jerusalem to the Vatican. He tried, my Lord, did he try, but it didn't work. Simple as that. Now, the Pope, from this utterly insulting trip, first to Jordan, where Israel is now in the leagues with the Syrian government. Israelis are, well, they're no different than people that bomb their own people with primitive weaponry from helicopters. We're the same. From there he goes to Bethlehem, where he invites Peres and Abbas to do a prayer in the Vatican. In other words, to manipulate. Then he stops in front of the wall that divides Israel from terrorism. Well, he stops and he crosses himself in front of a sign that says Free Palestine. The world's cameras caught it. This trip is deliberate, all right? Every move, the place on the wall was pre-planned. The driver knew where to stop, where the Pope would want to pray, and he would want to pray in front of a sign that says Bethlehem is the Warsaw Ghetto Free Palestine. That's what he did. And then he flew to Israel. Now, he's greeted by Netanyahu. Here's the headline. Prime Minister Netanyahu welcomes Pope Francis to Israel. As soon as he arrives, Netanyahu tells him in his opening speech, "We admire and appreciate your decision to lay a wreath on the grave of Theodor Herzl, founder of the Zionist movement. Do you recall him laying a wreath on the grave of Herzl?
No, but I heard something about him doing that.
Really? I look for that. I watched events unfold. I didn't see it. So if he made that decision...
I saw some reference to Barry. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamet right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. A picture in
my mind. Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest, Barry Shamet. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they get to your book, and how they can get to your PayPal button and help support your effort to educate the American people about what's really going on over in Israel. Go right ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity. First, I have to apologize. I try and do my best for you, I do, but my mouth is swollen and my tongue scrapes every time I speak. So apologies for me not being at my best. And as for my books, well, first of all, they're all available, all 10 of them are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box above books right in my name, Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. I think, well, all, the books tracing the Vatican and Paris and the shenanigans, well, they're in, from Save Israel. I guess the best book on that is Shabtaisvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. Now, you have to remember when you see this trip that at Manger Square in Bethlehem, the Pope gave an international address behind a mural of Jesus dressed in a keffiyeh. A keffiyeh arrived in Israel with the Muslims. Jesus didn't wear a keffiyeh, but worldwide, the Pope has got Jesus wrapped, being born wrapped in a keffiyeh. That's for starters. Now, what he did when he got to Israel, first of all, a bunch of Jews took the issue of protesting the Pope, a whole lot of what they call extremists. They're basically Orthodox. They have a way of belief that is different, but the Israeli Supreme Court backed their right to protest the Pope. They gave him thorough legal rights, but while the Israeli government could care less about the court, they started arresting Jewish so-called extremists by the dozens, 26 in one arrest, 15 in the other, house arrest for this. They stomped out any protests. You couldn't get within 300 yards of the Pope with a protest sign. Supreme Court or not, it was wiped out. Now, 41 were arrested. You didn't hear about them. But I think they did their job. There was no announcement that, well, Israel would be handing over Mount Zion or part of Mount Zion to the Vatican. There should have been, I truly expected, when the trip was planned, there would have been. But what happened in Israel is the Vatican complained about these nasty Orthodox, and the police employed from all over the country 8,000 officers sent to Jerusalem to smother protest. 8,000. Look, in short, there was supposed to be a deal. It got out. The people are a little too aware nowadays, even if it's only the extremists who care. Israel stood by and let the Russians get a big chunk of downtown Jerusalem. Nobody said a thing. But when it comes to David's tomb, there's a sentimental attachment to David's tomb by the Orthodox. They didn't want it given up to the Vatican, and they protested, and they caused a mess in Israel. There were an extra 8,000 officers to make sure the media didn't catch that not all Israelis were happy about this visit. There were in Jerusalem over 10,000 police officers to smother the Orthodox protests. Supreme Court or not, they were getting smothered. And it worked. I saw the media. There wasn't so much of a mention of the fact that there was a tremendous police presence in Jerusalem to stomp the Orthodox protests. Well, what was decided was bring Paris and Abbas to the Vatican. We'll see what one-sided pressure on both of them can do to release them. That's why this trip is coming up, not to give a prayer for peace. Just understand that. Now, according to the Christians, the Catholics and their Arabs, in Jerusalem while the whole visit was screwed up by the Israeli army, who just wouldn't let their priests come in. In fact, they let 650 Gazan Christians into Jerusalem to pray with the Pope. It's, look, as objectively as possible, even with the, well, the criminal Shimon Peres running the presidency, the Christians came and prayed with the Pope. It's one side of what is indisputable is that the Jewish protesters who didn't want to give up David's tomb, didn't want to give up Mount Zion, were entirely suppressed, arrested and suppressed against the court of Israel. That's what happened. So this farce continues in the Vatican later this month, and lucky old me, I get something to write about. It won't go away. Look, I'm going to very shortly quote you what I wrote a long time ago, and I think you'll understand. Are you ready for this? This is not new. This is almost a decade old.
Go right ahead, Barry.
Did Shimon Peres make a deal with the Vatican? Consider the evidence. Now, step by step, let's do this. September 10th, 1993, just 3 days before the signing of the Declaration of Principles in Washington, the Italian news magazine La Stampa reported that part of the deal was an unwritten understanding that the Vatican would receive political authority over the old city of Jerusalem by the end of the millennium. The newspaper reported that Shimon Peres had promised the Pope to hand over the holy sites of Jerusalem the previous May and that Arafat had accepted the agreement. Next, March 1994. The Israeli news magazine Shishi published an interview with Marek Halter, a French intellectual and close friend of Shimon Peres.
Hold the thoughts, Barry. Hold the thoughts. We'll be back. And Barry's reading something he wrote 10 years ago about the current situation. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
I picture in my mind. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, it was Barry Shamus, doctor, for the last segment. Go right ahead, Barry. Pick up the story.
Let's continue with the research Joel and I did in the mid-90s. March 94, the Israeli news magazine Shishi published an interview with Mara Kalter, a French intellectual and close friend of Shimon Peres. He said he delivered a letter from Peres to the Pope the previous May, within which Peres offered the Vatican hegemony over the old city of Jerusalem. The article detailed Peres's offer, which essentially turned Jerusalem into an international city overseen by the Holy See. March 1995, the radio station Arut Sheva announced that it had seen a cable sent by the Israeli embassy in Rome to the foreign ministry in Jerusalem outlining the handover of the old city of Jerusalem to the Vatican. 2 days later, Haaretz, very left-wing newspaper, published a cable on its front page. The foreign ministry explained that the cable was genuine, but someone had whited out the word not. That is to say, we will not transfer authority to the Vatican. Can you imagine sending that from every place? You will not do... Well, that's the excuse they gave. Now, incredibly, numerous B'nai B'rak rabbis who had canceled Passover meetings with Peres over the issue of this cable accepted the explanation and re-invited him to their homes. Oh, it's so depressing. I'm looking at the past now. Look at people who tried to expose it. What happened to all of them? Well, Esther Samalak, she was the foreign ministry's legal affairs correspondent. She publicly complained about, quote, various capitulations to the Vatican. She was immediately transferred to a post in Kathmandu, Nepal. A member of Knesset, Abraham Shapiro, announced that the Knesset had information that all Vatican property in Jerusalem was to become tax-exempt and large tracts of real estate on Mount Zion were to be given to the Pope in perpetuity. He was a murderer. He suddenly became bankrupt. Then Shmuel Meir, deputy mayor of Jerusalem, announced that he had information that properties promised to the Vatican would be granted extraterrestrial status. He was murdered. And it was a very suspicious murder. It was a traffic murder where the murderer was released. You opened your mouth, and your fate wasn't good. Eventually, then mayor of Jerusalem, Ehud Olmert, now imprisoned for 6 years on intense corruption charges, he announced that negotiations would begin with the Vatican, but, here's this quote, only over holy sites. In short, there has been within the Israeli government, now president, prime minister, murderer of Rabin, murderer of Sharon, experimenter of Sephardic children, he's a monster. Shimon Peres is running the show, and he's trying to get the Vatican Jerusalem, but, well, all these religious and right-wingers that took over Israel are just not playing ball, and he's run into a bunch of roadblocks, so he's going to the Vatican to meet with Abbas, and publicly they're going to pray for peace. Privately, the Vatican are going to demand a deal already. We've had it with you guys. Give us what we want. That's what's coming up in this upcoming meeting in the Vatican. I assure you, it's not a prayer for peace. It's a demand that we get Jerusalem our way by the Pope. There. I summarized it.
All right. Well, we're living in very interesting times. The geopolitical significance of the fact that the Vatican wants to extend its influence into many, many parts of Jerusalem. Why do they want this at this time? Because of the spiritual significance of Jerusalem. Parting thoughts, you got 2 minutes to wrap up the program, Bert.
Yeah, I'm going to push myself again. For some reason, not just me, also Joel Bainman, he wrote a book called Crimes of a President. That's about President Bush the father. He was the one who forced Rabin to go into Oslo. Rabin went into the Oslo so-called peace and hid it from his foreign minister, Paris. Paris found out about it, I guess in March, April of 94, brought in the Vatican, and the peace agreements, the Oslo peace, were signed within 2 weeks of each other. They're all the same agreement. There. That's the ultimate picture. Peace in Israel is determined by the Vatican, and they're the last people on earth who want peace in the region. You get my books at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You see a little box that says books, right in my last name, Chamish. Chamish. And all of my books are also on my website, barrychamish.com, along with a PayPal button. And folks, I won't forget you, and you'll find out once you support whatever it is I'm doing, you'll be personally rewarded with my friendship and with my DVDs and books. There, I did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vatican is one of the most powerful political forces in the world today. It is said that they have the largest supplies of gold of any state. I don't know if that's true or not, but certainly they have fabulous wealth. Pope talks about how we really just simply people should start redistributing wealth so that we have equality. But the Pope never talks about redistributing the wealth of the Vatican. Because behind the Vatican are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you get it. Brotherhood of Darkness. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Thank you.
Freedom Network. Well, this is the time when I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week. We do this without compensation because we believe America is on the verge of being destroyed. A group of evil people, a subversive group, controls both political parties. Both political parties are intent upon one world government. Both political parties want to certainly change the financial structure of America with the fakeness into bankruptcy. Both political parties are working to destroy Christianity. Why has nobody ever challenged the original Supreme Court decision to God and Pharaoh for the Ten Commandments out of our schools and out of our government? Why, very simply, because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. They have. Today, America is a post-Christian nation. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God brings his judgment on nations that turn against him. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, if you're in a position financially to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, or you can certainly listen to our radio programs there at least 4 hours a day, live and archived 24 hours a day. And certainly you can read our newsletters, and we have them going back to the 1990s. You need to get this information. You need to read it and reread it, because it will tell you about the secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the secret societies that control both political parties. And if you really think that John Boehner, who heads the Republicans, everybody has any different goals and objectives, he says all the right things, and then when push comes to shove, he does the wrong thing. Why? What are you doing? Well, what you can do is what they started out there in Colorado some time ago when they got rid of some of the politicians there who were trying to do away with the right of the people to keep and bear weapons. And that is, everybody tells somebody else, five people every day, and get those people to tell other five people about what's really going on. We have a one-party political system with two branches, a great group of very wealthy people tying into the finances, tying into the banks, but also control the corporations, control the media, control our educational system. They've infiltrated our churches. Have you noticed what's happened to Christian music? Do you really believe the Christian music you hear on most of Christian radio honors our Lord Jesus Christ? Of course it doesn't. Everything's being done to destroy Christianity in America. And they've infiltrated our churches, and they've infiltrated every aspect of life in America. And you need to get the information. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to go to our webpage, or if you want a catalog, get our books, get our four CD set, our four tape sets, but mainly the CD sets, and so they get the books we offer. You need to read Brotherhood of Darkness. It will change the way you look at the world. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get Brotherhood of Darkness if you want to know about Adolf Hitler and how he escaped. And with the full help and support of people at the highest levels of our government, you need the four CD set, The Hitler Escape, or an interview for at least three people who went to South America to talk to the people.